Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners, Sai Ram from the studios of Radio Sai, and welcome back to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. After Vedam, it is time for bhajans. It is time to learn, to relish, to participate, and to enjoy bhajan singing. And without taking more time, let me get started with what we are going to learn today. And before we begin, let us think of the Lord. Let us first offer our most loving and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the merciful Lord and pray to Him so that we can relentlessly strive to become messengers of His love, His glory, and His music. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome, dear listeners, to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we are going to learn today is one dedicated to Lord Shiva. The first line goes like this.
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara.
So this is the bhajan, and there are six lines in this, all in the language Sanskrit. So let's begin by getting familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on, as always, to the raga, the tala, the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And in the end, we will listen to an extract of a presentation made by Ravi, Amey and Siddhartha during the National Bhajan Workshop held in Bangalore in June 2013. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Mandar Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra Gangadhara Bimbadhara Chandramauli Shankara Mandar Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Satya Sai Shankara.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. You will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. And when he does that, dear listeners, you too please join Anirudh. This will help you to get a good idea of the flow of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara.
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 Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra.
Har Hara Pahi Trinetra.
Har Hara Pahi Trinetra.
Har Hara Pahi Trinetra.
Gangadhara Bimbadhara ಚಂದ್ರಮೌಳಿ ಶಂಕರ
ಗಂಗಾಧರ ಬಿಂಬಾಧರ ಚಂದ್ರಮೌಳಿ ಶಂಕರ
ಗಂಗಾಧರ ಬಿಂಬಾಧರ ಚಂದ್ರಮೌಳಿ ಶಂಕರ
ಗಂಗಾಧರ ಬಿಂಬಾಧರ ಚಂದ್ರಮೌಳಿ ಶಂಕರ
ಮಂದಾರ ಮಾಲಧರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಿ ಶಂಕರ
ಮಂದಾರ ಮಾಲಧರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಿ ಶಂಕರ
ವಾಮದೇವ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಶಿವ 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 ಶಂಕರ
ಸತ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ 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 ಶಂಕರ
ಮಂದಾರ ಮಾಲಧರ ಜಯ ಗೌರಿ ಶಂಕರ
So that was the tune of the bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now, dear listeners, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us, which is the raga on which this bhajan is based?
This bhajan, Mandara Maladara, it is a very beautiful composition in the rag Bhimpalasi.
Bhimpalasi.
In the Hindustani classical music,
okay,
and we call it Abheri in Carnatic music.
Okay.
This raga is a very beautiful melodious raga.
So and evident from the bhajan.
Yeah, and the moment I think of Abheri is very famous, popular Tyagaraja Kriti, which is Nagu Momu Galani.
Yes.
Which is very known to everyone.
Yeah.
Now let me get into the arohana and avarohana of this raga.
Yeah.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga So in the arohana we have sa ga ma pa sa ga ga is komal ga
ma pa ni
ni is shuddh ni
sa
in the avrohana we have all the seven notes
sa ni dha
shuddh dha
pa ma ga re
re is also shuddh
and the avrohana ga
yeah it is komal ga
it's komal same komal ga
sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa
In Carnatic music, we say this raga is a janyam of Kharahara Priya.
Okay.
Where you have
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, sanida bama garisa so sagama panisa.
That is the way Arohana is sung in the that is the way of this raga to be sung.
Sagama panisa sanida bama garisa.
Yeah, that is the general tenor, the flow of the raga.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Anirudh, you would like to do a small alap?
Yeah, sure.
It would be nice.
Aana, na, aana, na,
melodious and powerful. So let's move on. Can we come back to this bhajan and do the swaras for every line?
Yeah, we'll do line by line.
Yes, and as you do the swaras, Anand and Arvind Sai also will follow the swaras.
Sure.
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara Sa ga ma pa ni ma pa ga ma ni pa pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ga ma pa ni ma pa ga ma ni pa pa ma ga ri sa. Hara hara pa hi trinetra. Gagam pani papani sarini sa nida pa. Gagam pani papani sarini sa nida pa. Gangadhar bimbadhar chandramouli shankara. Sa 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 ni da pa ma ga ma ni pa pa ga ri sa.
Sa 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 ni da pa ma ga ma ni pa pa ga ri sa.
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara. Gama pani pani sa 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 ni sa ni sa gari ni sa sa.
Gama pani pani sa 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 ni sa ni sa gari ni sa sa.
In the second time of this line, there is a variation.
Vama deva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara. Gama pani pani sa 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 pani sari gari ni sa sa.
Gama pani pani sa 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 pani sari gari ni sa sa.
Satya dharma shanti prema satya sai shankara. Pasa sa sa ni da pa ma ga ma ni pa pa ga ri sa.
Pasa sa sa ni da pa ma ga ma ni pa pa ga ri sa.
In the second time we have a variation. it's in offbeat.
Satya dharma shanti prema satya sai shankara sasagari nida pama gamani papagari sa
sasagari nida pama gamani papagari sa.
Okay, I think that was very good.
And in this bhajan,
yeah,
actually in one line, that is a variation of the line in the second time, there is a small deviation from the raga. As I told before,
sagama panisa,
that is ascending arohana.
Yes.
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara.
That variation, if you sing for us,
panisare
sari. Whereas the raga goes like saga.
Okay.
Saga.
But it goes pani sari gari ne sa sa. So there's a small deviation.
Yes.
But all the other lines basically belong to abhiri or okay. Bhimplas.
Yeah. And I guess there are many bhajans in this raga.
Yeah,
right?
There are many bhajans.
Jaya Jaya Govinda Narayana.
Very beautiful bhajan in
yes.
this raga. One more bhajan which is having the same feel is
Jaya Jaya Rama.
In that also you have
Sari.
So it's not exactly Abhiri or Bhimplasi, but the minor scale and the feel is similar. And also we have
Sai Mera Tum Ho Sahara.
Yes, another very beautiful bhajan.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. And the beat?
The beat of this bhajan is 6 beat.
Yes.
So it is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara.
Yes. And in every bhajan session, we always try to have some bhajans in beats other than the 8 beat.
Yeah.
If you are having a half an hour bhajan, say 8 or 9 bhajans, you will prefer to have at least 1 or 2 bhajans in some other beats.
Variety in the percussion.
Yes, yeah, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much, Anirudh, Arvind Sai and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
And Vishu, one more very popular song which is often sung by students in Swami's presence is
Madhura Mohana Ghana Shama Sundara Sai Ananda Pradai.
That song,
yes,
it's a very beautiful melodious composition.
Yeah, I think the devotees will be very happy to know the raga behind this bhajan because
yeah.
Swami loved it so much.
Definitely.
Wonderful. And you also mentioned that kriti in the beginning.
Yeah, Nagunomu.
Yeah, yeah. Please do sing a line or two of that.
Sure.
Nagunomu ganale ni na jali telisi nanu bro bhagara Shri Raghuvarani Nagumovu
Beautiful. We have really wanted you to continue singing, but for the limitations of time for this program. Thank you so much, Anirudh. And the beat we discussed.
Yeah, it is 6 beat.
Yes.
I think we had 2-3 sessions before discussing about the 6 beat.
6 beat, yes.
Again, the count is simple.
Same.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Mandara Maladara.
Yes, I think that makes it very clear. Thank you very much, Anirudh, Arvind Sai and Anand.
Thank you,
Shish.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
And now that we know the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala, let's get into the most important part, the bhava, the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan. Let's start with the first line.
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara.
The first word here is Mandara, referring to the Mandara flower which is used to worship Lord Shiva. In English, this flower is called hibiscus, and in common parlance, it is also called as China rose. It is considered very dear to gods and goddesses, and this flower is generally of three colors, red, pink and white. In the Lalita Sahasranama, which is the 1008 names describing the mother goddess, she is described as Mandara Kusuma Priya, that is, the one who loves Mandara flowers. And all these colors, red, pink and white, are colors which are associated with the divine. The second word is Maladhara, which can be split into Mala meaning garland and Dhara means to wear. Hence, Maladhara means the one who wears a garland. The third word is Jai meaning victory. The fourth word is Gauri, which is another name of Mother Parvati. The fifth word is Shankara, an often used name of Lord Shiva. Swami says that this can be split into Sham plus Kara. During the Shivratri discourse of 2002, Baba explained, Sham refers to Chidanandam or eternal bliss, and Atmanandam, bliss of the self, and Kara means one who bestows. Therefore, Shankara is one who confers eternal bliss. The Lord is the one who alone can confer on us that eternal bliss. And what comes to mind is a revealing experience of an alumnus of Baba's University, Vivekanand Sahu. For several years, Vivekanand Sahu had been yearning to experience the feeling of merging with Bhagwan and had been praying for it. It was in the year 2003 when he was in the final year of his master's program in business management. One night he was busy with a project of building a globe structure for the annual sports and cultural meet. He went to sleep only around 4 a.m. Around 4:30 that morning, he felt that he was neither awake nor fully asleep, and he saw his body on the floor. He was scared because this was the first time he was able to identify himself as something separate from his body. He felt that he was dead. But after a few moments of apprehension, he saw himself moving slowly into the sky and looking at the stars and the sun. He was not able to express what he was feeling because he was just feeling immensely happy. He was in a state of bliss. And then suddenly, he saw Swami. And Vivekananda Sahu at that point in time did not want to go back to his body. But Swami caught hold of him and pushed him back to his body. And immediately with a jerk he got up. And he felt that he had experienced in those few moments true bliss, the bliss that exists beyond the physical body. And he continued to remain in that unique state of tranquility for nearly 2 hours. He felt everything was one around him and he could visualize Swami in everything. Later, when he went to Mandir, he was blessed with an opportunity to get a plate of silver coins blessed by Swami for distribution to all the students. And at that time, Swami asked him with a smile, "How was it?" Obviously referring to the blissful experience that he had had that morning. And all Vivekananda could say was, "Swami, thank you." And Swami simply smiled and said, "I am very happy." He is the one who is the primal cause of supreme bliss, who is the one who alone can grant us that peace. And that is what is conveyed in Mandara, Maladhara, Jaya Gauri, Shankara, the one who wears the garland of Mandara flowers, who is the consort of Mother Gauri, who is the source of all bliss. Let's move on to the second line.
Har hara pahi trinetra.
Here the first word is hara hara, where hara means to destroy. And And this is a name used for Lord Shiva because according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, in the trinity of gods, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, Shiva is the master of destruction. He takes care of the final dissolution of the universe. Bhagwan Baba explains that this word Hara is derived from the root Har, which means to destroy or remove. The inner meaning is that Lord Shiva destroys our evil propensities, all that is undesirable in us. Baba also says that Har means to captivate, to attract or to harmonize. Thus Lord Shiva is the Lord who enchants and attracts us through his all-encompassing love. He is the one who maintains the proper balance in the cosmos. The second word is Pahi, meaning to protect. The third word is Trinetra, coming from Tri, meaning three, and Netra, meaning eye. Lord Shiva is always depicted as having three eyes, the third eye being the one on his forehead, which denotes the eye of wisdom. The three eyes symbolize his mastery over time and show that he knows the past, the present and the future. He is the controller of time. When Baba suddenly left his mortal coil in 2011, the world was shocked. But when you reflect on this, Bhagwan, the Sai Shiva, in fact had indicated about this clearly more than 10 years ago on the occasion of Shivaratri in 1999. In the discourse on that auspicious day, Baba had said, and I quote, "The physical vestures last for a particular period and then cease to exist. Divinity takes different forms later. For example, you are now attached to this physical body. You worship this body and derive great satisfaction and bliss thereby. But after some time, this body may disappear like the earlier avatars. Then you should not feel sad. When the divine Atma embodied in this physical body reaches its eternal abode, it is a matter of joy, not sorrow." And then Baba went on to explain further. He said, in the Treta Yuga, the Rama Avatar came. He went into exile, into the forest and destroyed several demons, including the great Rakshasa King Ravana. Finally, having fulfilled his avataric mission, he went into the Sarayu River and disappeared. Same is the case with Lord Krishna in the Dwapara Yuga, who left his mortal coil after having been hit by the arrow of a hunter in the forest. Thus the physical vestures are always temporary and untrue. You should not be attached to the physical form of a particular avatar. Rather, you should be attached to divinity as the formless, attributeless Parabrahma, which manifested as different avatars in different ages. And then went on to enumerate the difference between concentration, contemplation and meditation. He said, you are at the moment fixing your gaze on this form, that is concentration. When this form moves away after some time, you still look at this form in your mind's eye. That, Bhagwan said, is contemplation. As a result of this exercise, this form then gets imprinted in your heart permanently. That is meditation, the stage wherein the mind is unwavering and firmly fixed on the higher reality alone. That state is meditation. And that is the way Bhagwan said we can feel his presence constantly in our lives and march on the path shown by him. And that is what is signified by the form of Lord Shiva. He is the eternal one, the master of time, the one who is also the master of the mind, the one who maintains and preserves this universe. So in this line, Har Hara Pahi Trinetra, we adore the Lord who destroys the evil tendencies within us, the one who protects us at all times, the one who has three eyes, who is aware of the past, the present and the future. Let's move on to the third line.
Gangadhar Bimbadhar Chandramouli Shankara.
The first word here is Ganga Dhara, coming from Ganga, referring to the holy river Ganga, and Dhara means to hold. Lord Shiva is always portrayed as one from whose head flows the river Ganga. In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagavan explains the significance of river Ganga and also how she was brought down to earth. Baba says the Ganga is the supreme stream of divine purity. The nectarine waters can confer immortality. Ganga grants all that is beneficial. Let me not go into the details of how the Ganga was brought to earth, but it will suffice to say that Lord Shiva, in his compassion, consented to have river Ganga first fall on his head and only then fall onto the earth with lesser force. Thus Lord Shiva always bears a part of the heavenly Ganga on his matted locks. The Ganga represents life-sustaining water. As they say, water is the elixir of life, and Bhagwan Baba, in his infinite mercy, we know how he has granted safe drinking water to millions of people through his various mammoth water projects. Once some devotees from Chennai came to Prashanthanilam to thank Swami. A few days after the release of water through the Sai Ganga project, Bhagwan went straight to them and asked eagerly, like a mother, did the water reach Chennai? And the devotees said, yes Swami, and they thanked him profusely. And later, when Swami was asked if there was going to be a function to celebrate this grand event, Swami replied, I am happy that water has reached my thirsty children. Do you thank your mother? That is not necessary. Water has reached you. That is enough for me. He is undoubtedly the Lord who provides the life-sustaining force for each one of us. And that is how in the sacred Namakam chants, he is described as the one who provides the life-sustaining waters. He is the one who is adored as Gangadhara. The second word is Bimbadhara. Bimba means image and Dhara means to bear. Bimbadhara means one who bears the image of the moon. The third word is Chandra Mauli. Chandra means moon once again, and Mauli means crown. Chandra Mauli therefore refers to the moon that Lord Shiva wears on his head as a crown. Bhagwan Baba says that the moon is the presiding deity of the mind. Lord Shiva reduced the moon to the crescent of the fifth day, or as they say in India, Panchami, and placed the crescent on his head, and this symbolizes reduction of the mind and desires. Baba adds that since the head indicates intellect and wisdom, the mind should be governed by one's intellect and wisdom and not by the vagaries of the mind and sensuous impulses. Thus Lord Shiva, bearing the crescent on his head, shows his full control over the mind. Another deeper meaning is that moon is a measure of time, and hence the crescent stands for Lord Shiva's control over time. Baba also explains that moon indicates coolness and the mind in a state of tranquility and purity. Bhagwan exhorts us to learn to stay calm and cool in all circumstances. Only then can we use our intellect and wisdom effectively. We already know the meaning of the fourth word, Shankara. Hence in this line, Gangadhara, Bimbadhara, Chandra Mauli, Shankara, we bow before the Lord who for the sake of humanity bears the holy river Ganga in his hair. He is the one who has the cooling crescent moon on his head, the master of the mind. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Mandara Maladhara जय गौरी शंकरा.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, where we pay our obeisance to the Lord who wears the garland made of mandara flowers. He is the beloved of Mother Parvati, the one who eternally confers bliss and auspiciousness on all. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara.
The The first word here is Vamadeva, coming from Vama meaning left and Deva meaning God. Left is the seat of the Shakti or the mother goddess and is normally associated with beauty. It refers to the graceful and peaceful aspect of Lord Shiva. According to one school of Indian thought, there are five aspects of the universe embodied by Lord Shiva, and Vamadeva is the name given to the preserving aspect of the Lord. There are other aspects like the revealing aspect called Tatpurusha, concealing aspect called Ishana, generating aspect called Sadyojata. Similarly, Vamadeva refers to the preserving aspect. The second word is Mahadeva, which is an often used name for Lord Shiva. Maha meaning great and Deva means God. Both these names, Vamadeva and Mahadeva, occur in the thousand names of Lord Shiva according to the Shiva Purana. Moving on, the word Shiva occurs thrice in this line and it means auspiciousness, goodness, prosperity. Baba says that Lord Shiva means the one who is free from the three gunas of sattva, rajas and tamas. He is the one who transcends these three qualities, and it is because of this that he is eternally auspicious. We already know the meaning of the word Shankara. Shankara can also be split as Shanka meaning doubt, and Hara means to destroy. Thus Shankara means the one who is the dispeller of doubts. So in this line, Vamadeva, Mahadeva, Shiva, 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 Shankara, we adore the Lord as the one who is the embodiment of beauty, the one who is eternally auspicious, the one who removes our doubts. It doesn't matter whether they are spiritual or worldly. Let's now come to the last line.
Satya dharma shanti prema satya sai shankara.
Here the first word is satya, meaning truth, the eternal truth. Baba once said, this body of mine is named satya. The principle that is in this body is also satya, truth. Truth, enclosed in truth, has been rendered as the truth of truths, satyasya satyam. Swami said, this form has been assumed in order to lead mankind from untruth to truth, and this form is the truth of truths, satyasya satyam. The second word is dharma, meaning righteousness. The third word is shanti, meaning supreme peace. The fourth word, prema, refers to pure, selfless divine love. The fifth word is again satya. The sixth word is Sai, which refers to our beloved Bhagwan. One meaning of Sai is master. The name Sai also represents the four Vedas. During the Shivaratri of 2002, Swami said, Satya stands for Rig Veda. Sa, A and Ya in Sai stand for Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda and Yajur Veda respectively. Therefore, Satya Sai, Baba explained, is the very personification of the four Vedas, the embodiment of all knowledge. Thus the phrase Satya Sai Shankara adores our Bhagwan as the very source of the four Vedas, the Supreme Lord Shankara. So in this line, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Satya Sai Shankara, we pay our obeisance to the Supreme Divinity encased in the form of Satya Sai, the one who shines brilliantly as the embodiment of the four cardinal principles of life, truth, righteousness, peace and love. So with this, dear listeners, we have gained a little understanding of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Now with these holy feelings in the back of our mind, let us keep the Lord in our mind's eye and sing this bhajan once again. You will now listen to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's university in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir.
Mandara Malara Jaya Gauri Shankara. Mandara Malara Jaya Gauri Shankara. Hara Pani Trineta,
Hara Pani Trineta, చంద్రమౌళి శంకర గంగాధర బింబాధర చంద్రమౌళి శంకర మందారామాలధర జయ గౌరీ శంకర ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర మందార మాలధర జయ గౌరీ శంకర హరహరా పాలిత్రేతా చంద్రమౌళి శంకర మందారా మాలధర జయ గౌరీ శంకర ఓమదేవ మహాదేవ శివ 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 శంకర సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర మందారా మాలధర జయ గౌరీ శంకర.
And now on the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in Bandavan in Bangalore in June 2013. Brothers Ravi, Amay and Siddhartha share about the glory of Sai Bhajans.
Swami has said once that Kirtana is of four types. Guna Kirtana, where you are extolling the virtues of the Lord. Leela Kirtana, where the Leelas of the Lord you are extolling through Kirtana, through singing. Bhava, where you are expressing your innermost emotions to the Lord. And Nama Kirtana, where you are singing the names of the Lord. Swami has said that in Prashanti Nilayam Bhajans, you have a mix of all these four types of Kirtana. Swami himself has said.
Yeah, if you see the other genres, you would probably have only one style. You will either have only Nama Sankirtanam, or you will only have Bhava Sankirtanam, or only Leela Sankirtanam. But in Prashant, in our Sai Bhajans, all the four, you will probably find even in the same bhajan also. In the same bhajan, all the four types of Kirtanas are involved. That is another uniqueness of our Sai Bhajans.
So we're talking about Sai Bhajans, Amen. Let's talk a little bit of history. So how did all this start? How did this Sai Bhajan movement start?
In fact, it's such a beautiful story. This is about the time in the 1930s when our Bhagwan was a little boy. And it is said that there was a cholera epidemic which was simply exterminating people from the Anantapur district. People were dying in dozens. All the villages were affected except one. Needless to say, it was Puttaparthi. But the reason why it was Puttaparthi was, there was a select band of boys who called themselves the Pandari Bhajan group, which used to keep singing bhajans all over the village. And it was considered that the cholera did not touch Puttaparthi because of this Pandari Bhajan group. And it is so said that people started knowing the power of this bhajan group. They started inviting that bhajan group to their villages because they felt that if these boys come and do bhajans in our village, even our village will be sanctified. It will be untouched by this cholera epidemic. That is the power. That is how early the Sai bhajans actually started. And in fact, why don't we take ourselves for a few moments back into Parthi Gram and join that Pandari Bhajan group whose epicenter is the Lord who is seated in our hearts. Why don't we all take ourselves back to that world and just close our eyes and start dancing around our Lord who is now singing this bhajan for us.
Panduranga Vithala, Pandharinatha Vithala. Panduranga Vithala, Pandharinatha Vithala.
Of 8 or 9, who on 20th of October decided to make the clarion call to mankind. And guess what? He did it with a bhajan. It was the bhajan which was the clarion call of the avatar to entire mankind. And what a beautiful bhajan it was.
Manas bhajare guru charanam.
And if you notice that in this bhajan also he says, he doesn't say, all of us, let us sing. He says, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Again, though we start with a group, it has to come back to the individual. Because it is our heart-to-heart relationship that we have, that each one of us over here has with Bhagwan. So even though as a community we are there, but ultimately it is Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Dustara, and what does Swami say about Charanam? Just if I can take a minute here, it seems after the Paduka Puja on one of the occasions, Swami had gone inside, he was in the interview room and he was talking to a few boys and he said, what is this Padu Puja? What exactly is Padu Puja? The boys who were there said, Swami, Phalam, Pushpam, Toyam, you know, that is what we should offer and the tears is what we should offer at your lotus feet. And Swami said, no. True Padu Puja is to walk on my footsteps. When your life becomes my message, that is true Pada Puja. And that is why he says, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Remember the message of the Lord, live the message of the Lord, keep that and make that a part of your life. That is, will take you Dustara Bhavasagara Dharanam. It's not an ordinary Bhavasagar, it is Ati Dustara Bhavasagara Dharanam. That is the power of this bhajan that we gave. But again, once again, let us congratulate ourselves because Swami used a bhajan only. He did not use a shloka. He did not use a Veda to explain that. He used only bhajans. So let's congratulate ourselves.
So that was a small clip from the presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in Bhagwan's Ashram in Bangalore in June 2013. And with this, we've come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it The sound engineers for this program are Sunil, Abhishek, and the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. Dear listeners, we welcome your feedback and your suggestions for this program. As always, you can write to a listener at radiosai.org. We place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, who is the source and the force of everything at Radio Sai.
And with this, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and it's time to move over to our next program, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. My colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over. I'll be back after this program, after an hour, and we will have our next episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we're going to have an insightful panel discussion with three other former students of Bhagwan's University. And we're going to talk about independence. We're going to talk about freedom. Freedom that we all aspire for. Freedom that we all want every moment of our lives. What is freedom? So this is what we'll be discussing 1 hour from now. For the present, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Thank you. Sairam.